This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler, heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. Welcome to the program with a unique focus on helping Canadians avoid probate. The one thing everyone should know about probate is that it's not inevitable. With some planning and good advice, you can avoid the exhausting, expensive, and time-consuming probate process and have your affairs settled quickly and privately. Speaking of good advice, here are your hosts of Avoid Probate.
Good morning, Zoomer listeners. Welcome to the Avoid Probate Show on this Sunday morning. I'm Jason Laidler, here with my world-famous co-host, as usual, Mr. Ted Walshin. Good morning, Ted. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jason. How are you this day?
I'm great.
Okay.
I'm feeling pretty chipper today, as a matter of fact. I don't know why.
You know why? But because it's the first day of Diwali.
Is that why?
And for those who don't know what that is, yeah, that's right. Well, it's the Festival of Lights, Festival of Joy and Happiness, is celebrated by the Hindus, and it lasts for 5 days. That's why in some neighborhoods you'll drive around and you'll notice people have what appears to be Christmas lights up, and you think, well, just a little early for Christmas lights, isn't it? It's only early part of November, middle of November. Yeah. In fact, you're celebrating Diwali.
I just thought they were the people who didn't take them down from last Christmas.
Yeah, I used to be one of those people.
Yeah,
I think I did it 1 year. I just I was too lazy, and I just left them up, not on, but just left them up anyway.
Well, joy and happiness. That's me, buddy. That's how I roll. In case you didn't know, why not celebrate joy?
And listen, with what's going on in the world right now, boy, we could use that. We could use a lot of that.
Is there not to be ignorant, but I am ignorant on the subject. I mean, is there like feasting and special, you know, meals? And I don't know what I'm thinking.
I would imagine that there probably is. And I couldn't tell you, to be honest with you, because I'm not an expert on it either. I know very little. But just know that it begins today. It runs for 5 days. So we point that out for those who are celebrating.
Okay. Well, I do love, I love Indian food, as long as it's not like blow your head off spicy. I can't handle the really hot stuff, but I like it to have a bit of a kick to it. Curries
and some of it can. The thing that I find with spicy food in general is if spices are used for flavoring and they happen to be hot, that's one thing, and I'm fine with that. If they're used, if it's just a matter of taking Frank's hot sauce and plastering it over whatever's on your plate, that to me is an insult to taste.
Yes.
That doesn't give you any taste. All that does is just give you.
Well said. I couldn't agree more. And frankly, no pun intended, I don't like it very much, that hot sauce you made reference to, or any of them. For that,
my brother, and you'll get a chance to try this one time. My brother makes this Jamaican hot sauce. It's a Digby herring, Digby, Nova Scotia, smoked Digby herring with a jerk sauce and some onion and things like that. And it is so good. You eat it with saltine crackers. It's one of those where you bite your first one and you go, it's got a bit of a kick to it, but it makes you want to keep coming back. You can't stop. Right, okay. It's so addictive, and they all just gotta have one more, then you have one more in like a minute later. Like, yeah, I'm gonna get
it. I get to taste this one day. More. You're telling me I get to taste this?
You will,
because I've heard that before. By the way, I've heard that before. Anyway, okay, cool.
Yes,
yeah, you know, I'm still waiting for the pickles, but we won't go there.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, good.
It's coming too.
It's Christmas, man.
Okay,
well, Christmas is coming.
That's right. There you go.
Right. I don't want to
talk about it right now because
I know we just observed Remembrance Day. So shout out to our veterans and veterans families who are part of Remembrance Day celebrations. My thinking is, and I think we've talked about this, now that that's done, okay, fine. Now we can start talking about Christmas if we have to and put the Christmas carols on in the mall. You know, I think we always got to wait till after Remembrance Day before any of that stuff happens.
That's a conversation that's been going on for a while now. or people say, you know, let's wait until after Remembrance Day before we get into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
And I agree with you from a from the standpoint of a regular individuals. From an economic standpoint, if you're in retail, you got to get yourself going. You got to kick the horses into gear a lot earlier because it's that competitive. Yeah.
Okay.
Because people are shopping. Not everybody is like you and I, Jason, waits until the 23rd of December to finish Christmas shopping. So, but you're right. So, I trust everybody had a good weekend. Yeah, had an opportunity at least to take part in Remembrance Day celebrations, at least pause for a moment yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday morning at 11 o'clock.
Exactly.
Anyway,
let's talk about, before we go to the break, let's talk about what's coming up on the show because we have a call in guest. We're not in the studio today, but we've got some neat stuff happening, right?
Yep, we do. We have a special guest. We've had him on before, and he's going to become a regular part of this program. His name is Jerome Trail. He runs a company called The Mortgage Trail, and we're going to talk about something that we touched on very briefly but never got into last week, which is syndicated mortgage investments and how you should be very, very wary, very careful when considering a syndicated mortgage investment. And we'll find out more about that with Jerome. Of course, Debbie Stanley from ETP Canada will be here to continue to solve the probate puzzle. We'll take a look at the mailbag and anything else that pops up in this next 50 or so minutes. In the meantime, thank you for being with us. We'll step aside. Be right back.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Hi there, this is Jason Laidler from the Avoid Probate Show, and I'm pleased to say I'm having a quick conversation to introduce my friend Paul Portman from Portman Law, who is a regular contributor to the Avoid Probate Show. He's one of the lawyers on the team at avoidprobate.ca. Paul, how are you?
Good, Jason. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So you're one of the lawyers on the team because you have an expertise in law, specifically in what part?
So I specialize in estate law, litigation, and bear trusts. I do quite a bit of work in that area.
And I'm glad you mentioned bear trust because we often talk on the Avoid Probate Show about how a bear trust can help avoid the probate on property, correct?
That's right.
And it's widely misunderstood, but it's something that you're able to help our listeners figure out and avoid the probate on their house, cottage, commercial property, whatever it might be, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And how does it work? Like, in a nutshell, the way the bear trust is set up, tell us real quick.
Yeah, so a bear trust, in a lot of ways, is like any other trust agreement. The major difference between a regular trust agreement and a bear trust is that the bear trustee doesn't really have any powers in relation to the trust. They can't really do anything other than what's explicitly in the bear trust agreement. And the bear trust agreement doesn't say anything other than they're holding legal title.
So really, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't create a tax event. It just simply avoids the probate nightmare.
That's correct.
Okay, and if listeners want to contact you directly, I mean, they can always reach you through us at avoidprobate.ca, but if they want to contact you directly, the best way to reach you is what?
They can contact me by email at paul@portmanlaw.ca. That's PORTMANLAW.ca. Or they can contact me by telephone at 647-527-5878.
And it doesn't have to be a bear trust question in particular, any estate question. You can help them out, correct?
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for being here today. And I know you've been a guest on the show in the past, and hopefully you'll be a guest in the future. And we will continue to work together to help all the listeners at AM 740 Zoomer Radio who have any estate planning questions. They can call Jason Laidler or they can call Paul Portman directly.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Avoid Probate Show, and we urge you to contact us with any questions that you may have or comments as well. You can do so by reaching us via the telephone. Toll-free number is 1-844-667-7628, 1-844-667-7628, or you can text us or email us. At least you can text us as well if you want. You can email us at info@avoidprobate.ca. That's info@avoidprobate.ca. Debbie Stanley from ETP Canada joins us once again. Solving the probate puzzle is what we are doing, and I guess we're getting pretty close to the end of this episode, aren't we?
I am not quite. There's still quite a bit left over. Before we start, I just want to very quickly, I promised that I would do this. I had the pleasure of speaking at the Elliott community in Guelph, and I made a lot of new friends who are listeners of the show, and I promised I would say hello to my new friends. So hello, friends from the Elliott community.
Cool. Hello, Elliott community. Thanks for listening.
Yes, you have a lot of fans, Jason and Ted.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Nice, and as do you, Debbie. We know that.
So to answer your question, Ted, we still have quite a ways to go. In particularly, we still have to deal with the tax returns of the estate, which is subject to really just the tax season and when deadlines are. Now, where we stand currently on Roxy Moo's estate is the condo has, in fact, closed. So we sold it, and we have now transferred ownership, and we have received the proceeds, and they have been deposited into our bank account, which is great news. The investment account, we have signed paperwork to liquidate that account. So, you know, to make a point here, Jason, for the services that you do, Miss Roxy Moo passed away in May of 2023, and we still haven't liquidated these accounts. Mm. So there would have been some solutions there working with Jason, correct?
Yes, correct. We'll talk about that before the hour's over today on the Avoid Probate Show.
Okay. Mm. Well, so we're getting there. We're closer to liquidating that investment account or those investment accounts. But what I wanted to chat about, actually, is a little interesting tidbit that listeners should be aware of when dealing with the home and foreign beneficiaries. So in this particular case, our beneficiaries, one is in England and one is in the USA. And when we dispose of property, real property, and then send those proceeds out of the country, there's special forms that actually need to be sent out. So you can't just write a check and send it out of the country. It would get held at customs. So in particular, with our U.S. beneficiary, we have to fill out a form. What is it called here? I had it up, a T2062. And I'm going to read what it's called. It's a request by a non-resident of Canada for a certificate of compliance related to the disposition of taxable Canadian property.
Oh, right. Doesn't the 062. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound like fun?
But I want to make a clarification, Debbie, and correct me if I'm wrong. The beneficiaries are Canadians. They're children of your Canadian client, right?
They are no longer residents. They have no tax. Yeah, they are no longer Canadian residents.
So that's the issue here then.
Yes, exactly. So okay. This beneficiary in particular has become a U.S. citizen. They have not been back in Canada since teenage years, actually. So this is why we have to fill out that form. So great clarification, Jason. But this is actually quite complicated. I do this for a living, and I'm reading the form saying, oh my gosh, we need the accountant. I need help.
We've had a cross-border expert on the show before. It was a long time ago. I think we should get him back on, especially as we get near the end of the year and our snowbird listeners are getting ready to depart for the winter.
Yeah, I thought this was great timing that this form was brought up to me by our accountant. So I wanted to just add that tidbit to anyone who does have properties and maybe some foreign beneficiaries that there's some extra paperwork involved just getting them their money.
Well, it's really interesting. I'm glad you did share that information. And it just speaks to the point that, you know, what Debbie does is complicated. I mean, I talk about the two types of different phone calls that we get at avoidprobate.ca. We get those calls from the proactive people who say, yeah, I heard the show and I want to do something about my mom's estate before she passes away. And we're happy to help to do that. Of course, we can. And we get the other call that says, hey, Jason, mom passed away 3 weeks ago. Can you help me avoid the probate? And of course, the short answer is no, we can't help avoid the probate. But that's when we do the handoff over to Debbie and her team at ETP Canada, because they're the experts at processing the probate stuff. Right? We do want to, we're kind of trying to put Debbie out of work, but at the same time, that'll never happen because our listeners, you know, you never know when mom's going to pass away, even with good intentions, right? You think I got to take care of this and then you leave it and it's too late.
and it's after the fact, and we can't avoid the probate, like I said, at that point. But certainly there's people like Debbie and her staff who will help you navigate it. You don't need a lawyer is what I'm getting at. Although, you know, jump in, Debbie. I know you're not a lawyer, but when you do need a lawyer, of course, you still use a lawyer.
Yes, absolutely. We don't provide legal advice. The second we start needing some legal advice, there's a lawyer brought in. We work with a team, right? Accountants, lawyers, financial planners. It's not us by ourselves in any means. What we are is navigators of the entire estate administration process. Think of us as your Sherpa, smiling Sherpa.
Sherpa. Okay. Okay. Well, that's cool. So tax stuff, you said, for special forms. Do the beneficiaries, I know you had to do special paperwork to get them their money. Do they have their money or does it take time?
No. We are just starting this process now. We deposited the funds from the house. Now we're getting some tax estimates from the accountant. And once we're ready to send the money, once we know how much to send, then we have to fill out the form.
And according to my notes, this is week 23, if I'm not wrong, of us starting the Roxy Move file here on the Avoid Probate Show. Just remind listeners, we did Mr. and Mrs. Chips first, then that got resolved. Took 10 months or so to resolve that file. We switched to this new file. Debbie calls it Roxy Move, where she's the executor in this case, unlike the Mr. Chips file. But still, we want to explain to the listeners what the process looks like. It is supposed to be painful. That's the whole point here. I mean, it is what it is. That's what we're trying to show the reality of it all, right? And Debbie did a good job of that today by pointing out these other forms. Who knew? Who knows this stuff, right? And like she said, she's the expert and she's still learning on the job. How many years has it been, Debbie? Never mind. You don't have to answer that.
I've seen this form before, but it's not that common and it can get missed.
And it probably changes just like our own court forms change periodically. The IRA will be updating their forms on a regular basis as well.
Yep. Isn't that the joy of forms? They're constantly updated and little surprises.
Okay. Well, anything else we need to know about or look forward to? What's the next hurdle? The next hurdle will be the taxes?
The next hurdle will be these forms, actually getting the money out, doing the forms, doing the wire transfers. Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned IRA. You mean IRS?
Yes. Well, same thing, right, Ted? No, just kidding. That's a bad joke.
I was actually wondering, and I thought, well, maybe they changed it.
IRS. Yeah, it might seem like the IRA sometimes. Anyway, IRS, my mistake. Thanks, Ted. Debbie, if listeners want more information, the best way they can contact you directly is?
They can reach us on our website, which is www.etpcanada.ca. Our phone number is 866-309-0387. Our email is info@etpcanada.ca. If you're looking for Christmas gifts, you can always buy a course called Executor Ready. You can find it on executorready.com, where you can learn more about being an executor.
And once again, thanks to your new friends at, was it the Elliott Place?
The Elliott Community.
The Elliott Community for listening to the show. Keep listening. Okay. We'll do it again next week with another update. Thanks, Debbie.
All right. Bye.
Bye for now.
See you then. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Avoid Probate Show. Stay with us.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
It's time to gear up for fall with cool weather fashions from the very cool Kensington Market. Hey, it's Ted Wallace in Fort Tom's Place, where you're invited to check out the latest fall fashions that have just arrived. And since it is Tom's Place, even the new arrivals are on sale. Fall colors, new patterns, fresh designs, designer slim fit suits sold elsewhere for as much as $600 start at only $179 at Tom's Place. Check out Tom's fabulous collection of S. Cohen and other designer suits. Regular, $3 for $1,200, slashed for radio listeners to $1,100. Pick out a couple of sports jackets. Selected sports jackets are now 50% off, plus selected dress and casual pants, 50% off. Play it cool at Tom's Place, 190 Baldwin Street in the heart of Kensington Market. Tom's Place will suit you.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Good morning, and once again, this is the Avoid Probate Show, and we invite you to join us on our website as you join us on the program as well. www.avoidprobate.ca is where you will find us, and there you will find a mortgage. Hello, I'm going ahead of myself here. You'll see where I'm going here in a minute. Yeah. You'll find a calculator where you can play around with that and find out approximately how much you owe on your estate, the financial complications therein, and there are many, trust me. And as well, you can listen back on some of our old programs, and you'll listen to the show button. So drop by the website, www.avoidprobate.ca. Mortgage is on my mind because in studio... Why. Is Jerome Trail, who is from the Mortgage Trail, and a segment that we're calling The Broker Is In. He is in. Good to see you, Jerome. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Ted. Nice to be back.
Welcome back. It's been a few weeks.
Thank
since
you, Jason.
We introduced Jerome to the audience. I want to set this up before we get diving dirty here and talk about the subject. I'm making good on my promise from last week's show when we did run out of time because we were so full of such amazing content. We didn't get to talk about this thing called SMI, the syndicated mortgage investments, but just as well, because now we have Jerome on the show and he's the mortgage expert. So we are going to talk about this thing called the syndicated mortgage expert, syndicated mortgage investment, because I got a phone call from one of our listeners couple weeks ago now, who was asking me about it, and we had a conversation about it, and I thought, well, and I do know something about it, but like I said, Jerome's the expert, and we're gonna pick his brain on this in the next 10-15 minutes or so. But we're gonna go through the pros and cons, and what is an SMI, and by the way, the regulator, the provincial regulators have something to say about it, and we're gonna talk about it too. But maybe, Jerome, can I put you on the spot and ask you to tell us, in your opinion, tell the listeners what an SMI is?
In general or vague terms, Jason, a syndicated mortgage usually involves a few investors. They would combine funds, and together they're going to have a registered mortgage on a piece of real estate, either first position or second position. These are normally solutions that your traditional chartered bank would not lend on. So the piece of real estate, there's something different or unique about it. Mm-hmm. And then also the ultimate syndicated mortgage, it's not a normal traditional investment. So there are many nuances to them.
And of course, you know, even the name, right, syndicated, has a negative connotation to it. And that's why years ago, I recall when the company that's now called Investors Group, and it's well known, you know, investment company, Investors Group, and I have some experience there. They used to be called Investor Syndicate, and they didn't like the negative connotation to the name and the syndicate term. So they rebranded. I'm going back 30 years, maybe more than that. But so syndicated mortgage investments, it's a thing. And part of the attraction, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Jerome, but part of the attraction is obviously the promoters are often promoting very attractive, quote, air quotes, guaranteed interest rates, right? Red flag.
Yeah.
Big red
flag.
Why
is that a red flag? Because you can sign up, as opposed to a variable mortgage, you can sign a mortgage that's locked in at a percentage, right? So that's guaranteed. What's the difference?
Yeah, but Ted, these guys are promoting rates of return that are double digits on your money, and they're saying that they're guaranteed double digit rates of return. And that's a long way off from what the bank or a normal lender like Jerome, the mortgage guy, you know, he's providing mortgages first and seconds, I guess, Jerome, at rates that are not double digits.
Well, we have two perspectives. Ted, yours is noted. You're the borrower. And yes, you sign the dotted line and you understand what your interest rate is that you are paying. As opposed to what Jason is discussing, these are investment returns that someone makes when they are actually providing the funds for a mortgage.
Right. And so this, we're not talking about somebody seeking a mortgage. We're talking about somebody seeking to make money from mortgages that are being taken
as an investment.
As an investment tool or vehicle.
Right. Okay.
So let me jump in and talk about what the regulator in Ontario says. My regulator, by the way, I think it's different than Jerome's regulator. We have different licenses, right? So Jerome's got mortgage licenses. And I think, and I'm kind of getting off topic here, I think the mortgage license is also different again from the syndicated mortgage investment license. Am I right about that, or are they one and the same?
I know that we're able to do privates and we're able to add more than one person to it. So by definition, Jason, we are licensed to do syndicated mortgage investments. Now, whether you choose to, and we don't, that's up to the brokerage. You have to be careful on your diligence. You have to be careful with your E&O policy, making sure that everyone in the transaction is transparently aware of what's going on. But the biggest challenge on syndicated mortgages, as you've suggested, people are lured by incredibly high rates of return. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Yeah. So you need to qualify your investor. They need to understand what inherent risks are coming with that. Typically, sophisticated investors are supposed to require certain net worth requirements.
I was going to ask you about that. That's an accredited investor, right?
Correct.
There's a test for that.
Correct. And they need to sign off on disclosures on risk where they understand. Versus, unfortunately, out there, there are private individuals. They probably don't meet those minimum requirements. They have found themselves involved in a number of different investments. And sure, maybe one goes well and they've made a fantastic rate of return of 12%. And that's normal while real estate values are going up. But in today's environment where we're really not seeing that, and if a project goes sideways or runs into problems or runs out of money, well, these individuals that have invested in syndicated mortgage investments, they're finding themselves short of funds when the payout happens.
Okay, well, hold that thought for a second, because we're going to list specifically what the regulator considers the risks to be. And I think there's five of them that they make a distinction on. But just to back up a step first, the regulator is the Financial Services Regulatory Authority of Ontario. That's a mouthful. Say it again. I mean, the acronym is FSRA, the Financial Services Regulatory Authority of Ontario. They're my regulator as well. They've taken, and this is a quote from their website, they've taken considerable action in the syndicated mortgage investment marketplace to help consumers. While there are many legitimate SMI opportunities, to Jerome's point, FSRA warns consumers to be wary of SMIs with advertisements promoting a high return or, quote, fully secured investments. One more sentence. FSRA considers mezzanine-style SMIs, interesting term there, mezzanine-style, to be high risk, and notes they may not be suitable for the average investor. Before you hand over your hard-earned money, make sure you are aware of your rights and responsibilities. Summing up what Jerome was just talking about. The risks here, and what I want to do specifically again, is highlight how these risks compare to the solution that we're providing at avoidprobate.ca. If you're just joining us, thank you. It's the Avoid Probate Show. We're here every Sunday morning talking about what probate is and what the solutions are to avoid it. There are solutions. We provide those solutions. Sometimes it's remarkably simple, but usually the solution involves using something called a segregated fund. That's one of our solutions that we use on a daily basis here. And I want to compare these risks that the SMI provides to the lack of risk, the, you know, comparable safety part of the seg fund solution. Starting with, and this is again from the regulator, number one on the list, and I guess they're not in any particular order, but number one says no guaranteed high return. So although some companies or individuals offering syndicated mortgage investments may say they offer, quote, guaranteed high returns, it's actually against the law to do so. In general, the higher the rate of return, the higher the risk of the investment. Jerome touched on that earlier. So that's pretty straightforward, but I mean, it's interesting how they specify that it's against the law to make that claim. When we talk about using seg funds as a solution to the avoid probate problem, we do talk about a guarantee. because there is a guarantee option that the banks don't provide. If you're under the age of 85, we can provide a 100% capital guarantee. That's not Jason. That's the insurance company providing this guarantee. And we've seen it. We've seen it be effective. And I'm not going to get into the details how it works today, but there are guarantees that the insurance companies provide, and they're real guarantees based on the capital. Number two, Jerome, again, not in any particular order. You touched on this too. I think it's interesting. A lineup for repayment, right? So have you seen this, Jerome, where depending on, I guess, where you rank in the investment pecking order?
Definitely. Oh, yeah. So high profile situation about a year and a half ago, company called Fortress Real Developments. They had a number of projects, and what came to light late in the late stages of these developments was the properties were incredibly overvalued. So if you've got investors,
who owned them, Trump?
I was waiting for that.
A valid question, Ted. Anyway, so when it came time to pay people out, the property was incredibly overvalued, and really you're left with a number of individuals who took the information at face value with no guarantees. And yes, they were lured by incredibly high rates of return, and it was risky, and it ended up going sideways. So,
well, they thought they had guarantees. And that brings me to the next risk on the list here. It says, again, these are FSRA's comments. These are FSRA's words. It says secured, quotes on the word secured, does not mean guaranteed. Right? Can you comment on that, Jerome? What does that mean?
You're right. Secured just means that the mortgage is registered against the property. So that's your security. But if you've got, let's say, for instance, $2 million worth of mortgages registered against a property that all of a sudden is worth $1 million.
Right.
Well, you got a problem.
You got a problem. And so do your investors. Yeah.
Because we're seeing that now with the property values on cottages and condos are both of them are tanking, right? Not necessarily homes, but cottages and condos are having a real tough time, right?
Traditionally, the let's call it the vacation or secondary, the second property segment does typically depreciate faster than owner-occupied properties. And it maybe that's why you just mentioned the condo market is dropping a bit. That could be because many of these are investment properties. On the flip side, Ted, we're also seeing the average rent increase dramatically. So it's not a problem for someone, I would hopefully, in a major metropolitan center. But if you own a vacation property in a rural part of the province, maybe in the northern part of the Kawarthas or some area, not to pick on the Kawarthas, but if you purchased that property and it was worth $1 million when you bought it, and you've had a, let's call it, well, a depreciation of 30%, it's worth $700,000. Hopefully you're not sitting on a mortgage of $800,000. So,
mm-hmm. Yep. And I love the Kawarthas. Shout out to our friends in the Kawarthas who are listening.
And I guess that's one of the concerns that people are having now, as everybody watches with bated breath every time the Bank of Canada decides whether they're going to change the rates or not, because people are thinking that in many cases they're getting close to being the term is underwater, right? Where you owe more than what the property is worth.
And in fact, Ted, it's not that warranted in Canada or not as much. Of course, it can happen if we have an incredible depreciating value in our real estate, but we're not seeing that yet. And we kicked and screamed when a number of certain measures were put in place. We call them stress tests. But the Canadian mortgage sector has been very diligent as compared to the U.S., let's say, in the lead up into the crash in, what was that, 2008?
Yep.
They were exercising very risky mortgage lending practices, and we've never really done that here, at least not within the last 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, people were walking into the bank and dropping their keys on the counter saying, walking away. Those are the stories.
And I guess they were saying that Paul Martin was the Minister of Finance at the time, that they give him a lot of the credit for putting those measures in place and saving us from what happened down south.
And I think the short little Irish guy before him as well got some credit for that. You know who I mean, Ted. His wife is
Jim Flaherty, but that, that's provincial versus federal.
Oh,
provincial
okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Wouldn't have that much sway on it. So,
getting back to my list here of risks that FSRA is highlighting, just to review, I mentioned no guaranteed high return, a lineup for repayment. Secure does not mean guaranteed. The next one on the list is no investor protection fund. That is interesting. We've talked about this many times. People will call, say, Jason, I heard the show and I heard you talk about the solution being, you know, seg funds at the insurance company. Is my money safe at the insurance company? Everyone's heard of CIDC, Canada Deposit. What? CDIC.
Insurance Corporation.
Insurance Corporation. Yeah. Brain cramp there. Thank you. And that's the protection you get at the bank when your money is at the bank and it's $100,000. To oversimplify the definition, it's $100,000 is guaranteed. When they asked me, does CDIC apply to money at the insurance company? The answer is no, but there's a version of CDIC called Assuris. Silly word, one of those words that doesn't mean anything else, Assuris, Assuris. Except what it means is not only is your money safe at the insurance company, it is actually safer than it is at the bank, because I'm not going to get into the details. We're going to save this story. There's an Assuris story. We're going to talk about it soon on the Avoid Probate Show. But the point is, it protects you to the same amount. The $100,000 is $100,000, but it goes beyond that protection. CDIC stops. Assuris goes beyond. So it's easy for me to say, yes, the money at the insurance company is as safe, if not safer. Whereas, you know, they're saying this problem with the SMI, syndicated mortgage investment, there is no investor protection fund. Last one on the list, we've got to keep moving here. Lack of liquidity. If you want to withdraw your money before the end of the term, there is no assurance that there will be a market for the resale or transfer of the mortgage. Lack of liquidity. We don't have that problem at the insurance company either. We tell our clients all the time, the investments are not locked in. We never lock in our clients' investment dollars. We just want to put beneficiaries on them to save the probate mess. Any experience with lack of liquidity at your end there, Jerome?
Absolutely. You're not able to pull your money out midterm of a mortgage that you are providing funds on. The borrower have accepted a contract. Usually it's a 1 year term or 2 year term. So no, there is no liquidity until that mortgage product matures.
And now, you know what? I talk about GICs all the time on here on the Avoid Probate Show. And regular listeners will know I'm not a fan. I have to be polite. I'm being told by my team that I need to be more polite when I talk about GICs. So as not to offend our listeners who have GICs, I'm not a fan. One of the reasons I'm not a fan is lack of liquidity. Unless you have a cashable GIC, you've tied up your money. And of course, to get a cashable GIC, you take a hit, you take less interest to make it cashable. So not a fan of the GICs. We have the insurance companies have products to compete with the GICs. Very different, much better as far as I'm concerned. You know, it's a no-charge consultation. To get more information on any of this stuff, give us a call. Jerome, please tell the listeners how they can reach you or your office if they want more information from your services.
Thanks, Jason. www.themortgagetrail.com. They can email us info@themortgagetrail.com. We're located on the Danforth in Toronto. They can always even call us 416-855-3186. That's 416-855-3186.
Any parting thoughts of wisdom or tidbits you want to share with the listeners before we wrap up the segment?
Not too much other than let's hope that the professionals are right and we do see some interest rate relief sometime in 2024. Bond dealers are predicting it sooner. The regulators, the Bank of Canada, are pretty much telling us to hold on to our hats until the latter half of next year. So let's see how this plays out.
We don't have much choice, I guess, eh?
Correct.
No.
Thanks very much, Ted. Thanks very much, Jason.
I'm back in a moment with a look at the mailbag. Stay with us.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
A diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease or dementia for you or someone in your life can be challenging. you don't have to face it alone, especially when help and support are so close at hand. The Alzheimer's Society of Ontario can connect you with experts, education and care, valuable resources, and people who really want to help. Connect with us, the Alzheimer's Society of Ontario, at ourconnectionsmatter.com.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
And welcome back to the program. Thank you for being with us this morning. And reminder to you, the information provided in this program is for general consumption. It's not intended to provide particular legal or investment advice. Every situation is different. So if you have legal or investment questions, you should speak with a licensed expert, or and we have them on hand, all kinds of them. You can contact us. Email is info@avoidprobate.ca, avoidprobate, one word, info@avoidprobate.ca. Toll-free, the number to call is 1-844-667-7628, 1-844-667-7628. Jason.
All right. Thanks, Ted. And we should add and let the listeners know, Colin has joined us for the last segment of the show this hour, Colin Geese. He's our social media guy slash, I don't know, Colin, what's your title again?
It's ever expanding.
Like my wife.
Relations, yeah. Business development, social media, website.
He needs a bigger business card. So
thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, thanks for joining us, Colin. This is where we talk about the mailbag slash email bag. This week, it's not an email. It's a phone conversation I want to share with the listeners. What happened was, this is how it played out. We didn't get the call. When you call the number that Ted gives out, that toll-free number that Ted gives out several times every Sunday morning, thanks for doing that, Ted. You know, you either somebody answers it or they don't answer it. We hope you get an answer, but well, you can't always get an answer for lots of different reasons. And then it goes to voicemail. So please leave us a voicemail is what I'm trying to say. We will endeavor to reply to every single message. And that's what happened in this case. I was reviewing some voicemails and it was a lady. And she said in her voicemail, she wanted to talk to somebody about avoiding probate on her house. In particular, she has a couple of children. And yeah, she was looking for some information. She heard the show. She'd heard us make reference to the Bear Trust, and that's how we often avoid the probate on real property. When I say real property, I'm talking about real estate, your house, the condo, maybe a cottage, investment property, whatever it looks like. We can use the Bear Trust as a tool to avoid the probate on all of it. So we talked earlier in the show about using seg funds to avoid the probate on what I call the money or the cash, the investment stuff. And if there's real estate involved in the estate, and often there is, you know, we want to avoid the probate there too. So in theory, we can avoid all the probate. We don't always avoid all the probate, but in theory, we can. Anyway, so I replied to this message, and I have to think about this. I think I got her voicemail. We traded voicemails. Finally, I got her on the phone, and she said, "Oh, it's okay, Jason. I got the answer to my question." So, being curious as I am, I said, "Oh, can you tell me what the answer is? What answer did you get to your question?" She said, "Well, I talked to a lawyer, and the lawyer told me basically that it's not worth the hassle of avoiding the probate on the property because the probate rate here in Ontario is only 1.5%. And we've shared that tidbit with listeners before, 1.5% mm-hmm. of the total value of the estate on the date of death. Debbie Stanley likes to make that distinction. Date of death valuation, 1.5%. Okay, quick math, call it 15 grand per million. 15 grand per million. And I say this often. Some people say to me, 15 grand is no big deal on $1 million. Other people say, "I don't care, Jason. I've paid enough tax my whole life. I don't want to pay 10 cents more if I can avoid it." And in any case, my reply is always, 1.5% is the least of your problems. This is why we do the segment every week, Ted and Colin, with Debbie Stanley, highlighting the pain of the probate process. And, you know, she's not talking about the 1.5%. She hardly ever mentions the 1.5%. Well, she's talking about these new forms today that
she has to fill out for IRS. I didn't want to get that wrong again. You know, these IRS forms and the time it takes for the beneficiaries to get their money because.
Hold on. Stop. You can't say what you just said because you're talking about something that hasn't happened yet.
No, I'm not. I'm in segment four.
Well, okay. All right. But why do you want to bring up a mistake?
What mistake? Never mind. Let me just keep going.
All right.
Edit there, obviously. I'm going to keep going before I lose my train of thought. So the probate process is a painful process, and the 1.5% really isn't the big problem. I mean, nobody wants to pay more tax than they have to. I get that. So I told her, I explained this to the lady. I said, frankly, I think you got bad advice. She goes, really? Why do you say that? And I started to explain to her, well, 15 grand per million. If you have a house in the GTA, it's easy to have $1 million valuation or more. Plus, don't forget, I mean, we're talking about date of death. Well, if date of death is 10 years down the road, Ted, your house is worth a lot more than it is today. So your $1 million house today could easily be worth $2 million 10 years down the road or more. So now we're talking about $30,000 plus, right? You're going to say something?
Right. Right. No, I'm just saying, and that's just the house.
Right.
So that's just part of what, because if you've got $1 million in cash plus $1 million in property, so now you're up to 30 grand.
Yeah. Right. So it adds up fast, plus the legal fees, because the lawyer's not doing this work for free, obviously. Plus, and this is where I went off, you know, with the non-obvious, the incidental expenses, such as, you know, if it takes 10 months to sell the property, because I told her you can't sell the house until probate's finished. We know from Mr. Chip's case and other cases, it can easily take 10 months in the GTA. So now you've got to carry that place for the 10 months. If the kids were looking to pay off their own mortgages from the sale of mom's house, well, that's 10 months more mortgage payments they have to make. If they were looking to buy another property with the money from mom's house, 10 months down the road, that property is 50 grand more than it is today. Chances are it's not staying, you know, static price. So there's 50K there. There's 20K here. There's 30K to the Minister of Finance. There's 10K in legal fees, blah, 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 like condo maintenance fees, whatever. Forget about 1.5% and the stress and the liability and the headache. That's what I'm talking about. And she's
We've seen this a few times, Jason. Sorry to interject.
No, interject.
And not that all lawyers work the same way. But lawyers do make a living and an income off of probating estates for people.
Shock and horror.
Right. And we've seen lawyers minimize what the impact and effect of going through the probate nightmare is. And I'm not sure if that's a result of them just not fully understanding it. I think that's really giving them the benefit of the doubt. Or a look to the future of the less that an individual protects against or minimizes or completely avoids having these assets go through probate, the more money that lawyer is going to make on the execution of that estate down the road. So
Noted.
I think that's important to recognize. It is a huge problem. And when someone says, oh no, it's not worth your time or energy to plan against it.
Shocking.
Red flag. Yeah.
And so anyway, the lady was so glad we finally connected after playing phone tag for a little while. She was so happy. We're going to do something for her, long story short, but I'm going to end it there. Colin, while you got the mic, what's your update?
Well, I want to encourage all of our listeners again to check out our website, as Ted always gives us examples. There's a probate calculator on that site. We are actually updating that probate calculator, so it's a little user friendly and also updates the numbers that are being used. We really downplayed the costs associated with the probate. So we're bumping that up to give a more accurate picture of what those costs are going to entail. So we'll provide an update on the show once that calculator is ready to go again. It's still on the website for sure, but look out for updates for that. I think people will really like it and get a more accurate view of what the probate costs can amount to. Also, this Tuesday, November 14th, we've got a live roadshow coming up. We love these events.
Ooh, yep.
We always have such a positive turnout and reception. We can't wait for this next one. Again, it's Tuesday, November 14th. It's at the West Rouge Community Center.
And that's is that open to the public?
PM. It's a great question. Please email us or call in if you would like some more information about this event, and we will put you in touch with the coordinator. Seats are limited. I think we're almost at capacity, actually. So if that is an event that you're curious in participating or getting involved with, please get a message to us as quickly as possible. Again, Tuesday, November 14th at 12 p.m. at the West Rouge Community Center. Yeah, let us know. Don't just show up, because we want to make sure that there are seats available.
But along those lines, Colin, if I can jump in, you know, if the listeners are part of their own organization and would be interested in having the Avoid Probate Roadshow attend, we're happy to do that. Let us know as well if you are interested in putting up with Ted, Jason, Colin, Debbie, Jerome, whoever might be coming on the day, right?
Yeah, we've got a lot of participants that are interested in providing.
And the lawyers. Yeah, sometimes the lawyers are there too.
And the best way to do that is to call us at the number or email us at info@avoidprobate.ca.
Thank you, Colin. Ted, can you give us an update on this week's podcast?
Yeah, if some of you may have tuned into the CBC on Thursday, this past Thursday, for a three-part series. It's a feature film, really broken into three parts, called BlackBerry, and it's the history of the BlackBerry phone, which many people south of our border may not know. BlackBerry was invented right here in Canada, in Waterloo, by a company called Research in Motion. Two gentlemen put their heads together and came up with this brand new concept for a cell phone, which was totally unheard of at the time. And it got to a point where BlackBerry owned 45% market share, which is quite unbelievable. Mike Lazaridis and his good friend Doug Fregan were the guys who started it, and they brought along a guy by the name of Jim Balsillie, who joined as part of RIM, and they moved this product forward until its eventual collapse. And how it collapsed, part of it had to do with the fact that the folks over at Apple came up with the iPhone. It was that, plus some people believe that Balsillie took the eye off the ball, as it were. He was really focused in on buying an NHL franchise, which many of you who live in the Hamilton area know that we're all excited about thinking that they were going to get an NHL team, but that never happened. So it's a fascinating a movie. It's extremely well done. It stars, amongst other people, Glenn Howerton. For those of you who watch the show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you'll recognize him. He plays Jim Balsillie.
I was a huge BlackBerry fan, for sure. I had one forever.
It's a great, it's a three-parter. It started on Friday or Thursday, this past Thursday, and it goes for two more weeks. But you can catch the podcast right now. TedWallison.ca is where you can pick it up, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Thanks, Ted. We're going to wrap it up after that. It's been a jam-packed hour, as usual. Thanks to the listeners for joining us. If you're new to the show, please join us again next Sunday, when we'll be back for another edition of the Avoid Probate Show. Got to say special shout-out, special thank you to the producer today, because it's a different one again. Ian Robertson has been taking care of us from the other side of the glass, and so we're putting him through his paces, and he's doing a great job for sure. And keep up the good work, Ian. Hopefully we can work with you going forward on a regular basis. And thanks to the guests, Jerome Trail, Debbie Stanley for her regular segment. Colin Keyes was joining us today. It was a jam-packed show. Lots of good stuff. We'll do it again next Sunday. Right, Ted? 8 o'clock?
Indeed we will. Indeed we will. And enjoy your weekend and what's left of it, and enjoy your week.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler. Heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.